2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL's top stories on the coronavirus.
I'm Maria Chalais with your daily coronavirus update. Intermountain Healthcare researchers published a study clarifying blood type and COVID-19 severity. They say there is not a risk. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards explains.
Some smaller studies in different countries showed an association, and Intermountain cardiologist Dr. Jeffrey L. Anderson says this is what people started thinking.
Wonderful, I'm blood type O. I don't need to worry so much about my risk of disease, or I'm blood type I. Oh, my goodness, I'm worried that I'm at particular risk.
But his study of 100,000 patients found no difference in blood types in COVID-19 severity. The highest risks still remain being older, male, heavier, and having a pre-existing condition. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
1.8 million doses of COVID vaccine in arms in Utah. Governor Spencer Cox says Utah has had an increase of 205,000 doses given in the last week.
That is our biggest week yet here in the state of Utah. So thanks to all of you who have gotten your vaccine.
The governor speaking during his monthly news conference on PBS earlier today. The White House is announcing a new record in COVID-19 vaccinations. 3.5 million COVID shots going out yesterday nationwide. According to new CDC data, more than 23% of the U.S. population has been fully vaccinated. A hearing on Capitol Hill today is examining the Biden administration's efforts to slow the spread of coronavirus variants and speed up vaccinations. Here is the chairman of the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis, Congressman James Clyburn.
Since President Biden took office, we have seen a massive increase in the pace of vaccination.
Dr. Anthony Fauci and other federal officials are expected to testify as well. There are 456 new cases of COVID-19 in Utah today. The State Health Department reports 146 people are hospitalized and one more person has died. With your daily coronavirus update, I'm Maria Chalais, KSL News Radio.